You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Most enterprises use disparate systems to manage spend. The result? A reactive manual approach. CFOs and controllers, you deserve better. You deserve a unified spend platform from Brex. Brex makes it easy to proactively control spend with cards, spend management, travel, and bill pay in one place. You can create budgets with controls built in, track and adjust in real time to keep teams accountable, and automate compliance to close the books faster. Ready to control your spend with one unified platform? Visit Brex.com.
Well, thank you for coming back to join me and Megan Carver for the final five. Now, this is a bonus episode to the conversation we had earlier in the week, where all season long I'm asking the same final five questions to each and every guest. We're covering topics that we didn't address in the previous interview. Now, today Megan gives her own thoughts about other jobs she would like to have and best advice she's ever received. All right, Megan, here we are at the final five. So, number one, if you could be anything else, if you could do anything outside of the arts, what would it be?
I would love to be a sign language interpreter. I was so lucky that my college allowed me to do 2 years of foreign language as American Sign Language. So
are you fluent now? Or
no, God, I wish. That would be so great.
Right?
No, I was conversational for a good long while. But the kind of expression that goes with sign language is so freaking fascinating because facial expression is the punctuation, is the tone of the conversation that you're having. So if you're just deadpan, it's like talking to a robot. Like everything that's involved in sign language, the culture around it, the development and history of it, it's just so fascinating. If I could go back in time and do anything else, it would probably be that.
Yeah, because I had John McGinty on about a year ago, and talking with him, and he would sign back, and we would have that conversation. Mm-hmm. It was very interesting just watching him, because like for us, we have a sarcastic tone, and that's how people know we're joking. With someone who's deaf, as you said, it's that facial expression, it's how they move their hands in a certain way to let you know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, I'm joking with you.
Right.
So I think almost every deaf person has a bit of actor in them because they have to
really express
everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fascinating to watch them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Number two, what is a bucket list role or show that you still hope to do one day?
There are so many, like literally name off any hammy caricature part in a musical.
Any part for 30s comedians.
Anything. And I feel like that's the other thing too. A lot of those parts I haven't grown into yet. I'm too young for Mrs. Lovett, but I will play the fuck out of that when I get there. So I think Sweeney Todd, Mrs. Lovett would be a great one. Miss Hannigan, I would love to be
Miss Hannigan. So basically you want to be like the evil twisted women who are like doing crazy things.
Hell yeah. Are you kidding? That's the most fun. And
they always
are. Again, that's where my big comes in. My big personality, my big face, my big gestures and everything match all of those parts. And it's parts where I probably already feel home in because of that.
Love that. I love that. So number three, who is it that you look up to as either a mentor or someone that inspires you?
I So someone that I really look up to and that I actually subscribe an awful lot to in terms of guidance as an actor is Anthony Mindell. He has studios here in LA, in Vancouver. I believe he has one in London as well. It's the AMAW Studios.
Okay.
And he has a wonderful way of going through how it is to live in this life, that this crazy life that we have as an actor and as a creative. But it's always evolving and always changing. And what I love so much about his acting specifically is that it's kind of like Meisner, but elevated. You are living in real time and living honestly to what is coming at you in the moment. And that's how you live in real life anyways. Mm-hmm. So it's bringing that into the studio and bringing that into the audition room. And every single teacher that I have worked with at the New York studio has just changed it and shaped me in ways that I don't know that I could have done without them. So what Anthony Mindell brings to the table and what he's created at his studio is remarkable and something I so look up to.
Yeah, it's one of those things, whether you're on stage or on camera, being natural, just being a human, reacting and interacting is sometimes the most difficult thing.
Being honest, there's one scene from Transparent where there's a woman who's literally naked eating a microwave dinner in the kitchen. So that's something that I really aspire to and something I really am inspired by.
Is being naked and eating a microwave dinner.
That's something that I've, you know, life goals.
One day.
We'll get there.
Yeah, big crossing the fingers. So speaking of which, number four, name a lesson or character trait, something that took you a while to learn or something that you're still working on now.
So this is something that I'm going to say two. One, just to plug my mom real quick, because she's always telling me to be patient. And again, I'm not a patient person. And that's something I think you need to have in this crazy business of show is patience. Yeah. So that's something I'm always working on. Something that I've learned only, I think, in the last 4 years of my life is actually advice that I got from Bernadette Peters. When I was here in New York as a high schooler for a high school field trip to go see all those Broadway shows with all the nerdy theater kids, we came and saw Gypsy and we rushed the stage door and Bernadette Peters came out and I said, "What advice do you have for any aspiring actors?" And she said, "Be yourself. Don't be anyone else. Just be yourself." And I think as someone, Bernadette Peters, with this sweet cherub face, giant curly hair, and that sweet squeaky voice, she couldn't be anybody else. She was probably told to try to be something else. And the thing that served her the most was being truly herself. And that's something I think I've only recently learned is I need to be okay and actually relish in my big, quote unquote, and every aspect that that brings to the table.
Yeah. Well, that kind of goes into number five. And so what is the best advice that you've received? It could be personal or professional.
I think that be yourself is so crucial and so important. But I think the other advice that I would give, and I normally give to anybody that has asked me, is balance. I think that's something I was really hard on myself for not suffering from my art more when I first moved here.
Right, right. It's that what we were talking about earlier about exhausting yourself and just doing everything and getting up early and just, mm-hmm. you know, nonstop 27 hours a day, just work, work, work.
And I tend to be more on that side. I tend to be a bit of a workaholic. Like we just ended the campaign for my short film and I'm already working on two cabarets that are coming up in the next month while also starting to work on my next musical parody. It's hard for me not to stop.
So basically a vacation for you.
Right, yeah. Exactly. I'm doing something right now that's not the campaign. But I think it's very easy for us to feel guilty about taking care of ourselves. And I think that the world is now slowly but surely waking up to hashtag self-care. And that doesn't necessarily mean bubble baths or treating yourself to a latte. It means, like that quote, I think I saw again on Facebook, is it means letting go of a bad friendship. It means taking time to be at home by yourself and journal, even though you don't really feel like it. It means going out and, you know, eating a good meal and grocery shopping for yourself. It means a lot of different things, spending time with loved ones, etc. I think balance is crucial to whatever career you are in and making sure that you are not letting your career define you. Your career is a part of who you are. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, when you're on your deathbed, you're probably not going to be thinking back to all those auditions I didn't get. You're going to be thinking back to the time that you spent with your loved ones and what you did with your life. So yeah. I think that's something that I would probably say.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I love that. Thank you so much, Megan.
Of course. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Lovely. We did it.
We did it.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.